Now, the rest of the story. Tom McGuire could see it coming. He'd been in the business more than a quarter of a century. He'd been a devoted and conscientious vice president of marketing at Selchow and Reiter. But now co-workers were losing their jobs right and left. Men who had distinguished themselves in the industry. And Tom McGuire was certain that he would be next. So Tom decided that he would not be among those caught in the blizzard of pink slips. He would quit before he could be fired, and he did before he was. And this is the rest of the story. Later, Tom is sitting at home, trying unsuccessfully to enjoy his early retirement. He started thinking about five of his old friends who had been fired from the same company. Tom listed those five on a piece of paper, and then he did some figuring. He included himself on the list. Tom calculated that their average age was 60. More significantly, their combined experience in the industry totaled more than 200 years. That's two centuries of savvy, utterly wasted. And that was a real shame. Such a shame that Tom decided to call his old comrades together and make a wonderfully outlandish proposal. They ought to rejoin forces. Tom said they ought to go into business together as sort of an over-the-hill gang, a bunch of guys with a ton of experience and a wealth of bright new ideas. Well, sir, it turned out that Tom's friends were not appreciating retirement any more than he was. They were eager to pull for a new horizon. That's where Rob Angel came in. Rob was a Canadian who had moved to Seattle a little more than a year before. He had supported himself working as a waiter. But he had this idea, which he was certain would make him rich. After months of research, Rob had refined his concept to what he believed was the point of pure success. And all he needed was somebody to share his dream, somebody in a position to make his dream come true. And Tom McGuire was that somebody. So they joined forces. That one Friday afternoon, Tom introduced the concept to his over-the-hill colleagues. They all agreed it was a winner. It was worth putting everything on the line, and it turns out they were right. In the first 6 months, Tom's company, with all the over-the-hill gang running things, registered 250,000 orders. Their second year, orders had jumped to 3 million, and revenues were now $57 million. The third year, this last year, 1988, revenues topped $100 million. And all this phenomenal success, an ongoing and proliferating success, is a testimony to the value of wisdom which only years can produce. For the average age of the founding members of the new game company, which they called the Games Gang, was retirement age. And their debut board game, sold to them by a Seattle waiter out of the back of his car, is a game now renowned and played throughout the world as Pictionary. Of course you've played the game. At least you've heard of it. But now you know the rest of the story.